Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How y'all doing?
All right.
Okay, it's just us.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you see why you stopped reading last week, Hubert?
That was 23,
26. Yeah. Yeah, you stopped at 26.
Yeah, okay. Want me to start reading now?
No, we got another caller here. Good evening, Auntie Janet.
Good evening. Good evening.
Okay, Hubert, is Auntie Janet is Hubert, Mom, and myself and you online. So here we're going to go ahead and pick up the numbers 23, 27.
Okay.
Balaam, third oracle. Then Balak said to Balaam, "Come, let me take you to another place. Perhaps it will please God to let you curse them for me from there." And Balak took Balaam to the top of Peor, overlooking the wasteland. Balaam said, "Build me 7 altars here and prepare 7 bulls and 7 rams for me." Balak did as Balaam had said and offered a bull and a ram on each altar. Now when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he did not resort to sorcery as at other times, but turned his face toward the desert. When Balaam looked out and saw Israel encamped tribe by tribe, the Spirit of God came upon him, and he uttered his oracle, the oracle of Balaam, son of Beor, the oracle of whose eyes see clearly, the oracle of one who hears the words of God, who sees a vision from the Almighty, who falls prostrate, and whose eyes are open. How beautiful are your tents, O Jacob, your dwelling places, O Israel. Like valleys they spread out, like garden beside a river, like aloe plant by the Lord. Aloe planted by the Lord, like cedar beside the water. Water will flow from their bucket. Their seed will have abundant water. The king will be greater than Agag. Their kingdom will be exalted. God brought them out of Egypt. They had the strength of a wild ox. They devour hostile nations and break their bones in pieces. With their arrows they pierce them. Like a lion they crouch and lay down. Like a lioness who dares to rouse them. May those who bless you be blessed, and those who curse you, be cursed. Then Balak anger burned against Balaam. He struck his hands together and said to him, "I summon you to curse my enemies, but you have blessed them these 3 times. Now leave at once and go home. I said I would reward you handsomely, but the Lord has kept you from being rewarded." Balaam answered Balak, "Did I not tell the message you sent me, even if Balak gave me his place filled with silver and gold, I could not do anything of my own accord, good or bad, to go beyond the command of the Lord. And I must say only what the Lord says. Now I'm going back to my people. But come, let me warn you of what this people will do to your people in the days to come." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Okay. Look like we had quite a few calls to call in. Let's see if I can plug them in. Give me a second. Let's see. Auntie Betty?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
That's Sister Shirley?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. I see Sister Angela.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And I also see Auntie Dot. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. All right, let me do a roll call, and then we'll go ahead and get started with our program tonight. Let's see, I have here with Mom, Auntie Janet, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, Auntie Dot, and Sister Angela, and myself. Did I miss anyone? Amen, amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Oh, it looks like I did have another caller. I can't pull it up right now. But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share, if not just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to live each day following the example of his life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay. Let's see. Sister Angela, are you joining in with the prayer line tonight, or are you just a listener?
A listener.
Okay, we welcome you back.
Amen.
Amen.
Hello.
Thank you.
Praise God. Amen. Okay, we will go ahead and get started with our program. I will start out with Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Ephesians, starting at verse 10. It said, "Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wild of the devil. For we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the ruler of darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high places. Wherefore, take upon you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil days, and have done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery dart of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading out of Ephesians, Auntie Betty. Next, I go to Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from the book of Joshua, chapter 24, starting at verse 14. "Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the rivers and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the rivers of the God or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Hey, thank you for that reading, Sister Sherilyn, out of Joshua. Next, I go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'll be coming out of Isaiah 32. See, a king will reign to righteousness, the ruler will rule with justice. Each man will be like a shelter from the wind. The refuge from the storm, like streams of water in the desert, in the shadow of a great rock in a thirsty land. Then the eyes of those who see will no longer be closed, and the ears of those who hear will listen. The mind or the rest will know and understand, and the trembling tongue will be fluent and clear. No longer will the foot be called no. Will the fool be called noble, nor the scoundrel be highly respected. For the fool speaks folly, his mind is busy with evil. He practices ungodliness and spread error concerning the Lord. The hunger he leaves empty, and from the thirsty he withholds water. The scoundrel methods are wicked. He make up evil screams, schemes to destroy the poor with lies, even when the plea of the needy is just. But the noble makes noble plans, and by noble deeds he stands. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Isaiah. We did have another caller to call in. Is that Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Good evening. Great. All right. Let's see. Moving right along here. Auntie Janet, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from Psalm 63. God satisfies the thirsty soul. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longs for thee in a dry land, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore above thy wings will I rejoice. My soul follows hard after thee. Thy right hand uphold me. Lord, I thank you that you satisfy my thirsty soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, out of Psalms. Next, I go to Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will read Psalm 117. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his mercy, for kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endure for all forever. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, not to carry out of Psalms. Next, I go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out of Psalm 1 through 6, and the subject is the word is life. Have you ever met people who have every reason to be depressed? And certainly, but who are particularly joyful and full of life? Their life seems to consist of an endless series of tragedies. Some of them are in prison, in body raging by diseases and distorted by injury. Other endure family turmoil, numerous reasons that they have to feel discouraged. There seems to be a continuous revival within them. They have learned how to survive. The secrets of this ultimate victory living is funded in someone. A life of unfailing joy grows when we are rooted in the light. In the meditation of the world of the word of God, Jesus said, "The words I have spoken to you are of spirit, and they are life." In the word of God, one can find renewal joy, renewal hope, and renewal peace, and renewal contentment, and renewal strength, and a renewal passion for life. God's word is a deep well and a refreshing stream. The person whose life is planted like a tree by this stream of water shall be constantly revival and mostly and motivated, finding satisfaction in serving others. Lord, grant that I be planted more deeply in your word. May I be refreshed and renewed, that my life will be fruitful, and that I may glorify you. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of song. Next, I go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, that that way may be known upon earth. Saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nation be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt serve the people righteous and govern the nation upon earth, Lord. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the end of the earth shall fear him. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Psalms. Okay, moving on. If everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do. For Sister Angela, Auntie Wally, Auntie Marie, Auntie Carrie, Mother May, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Willie, Uncle Gary, Sister Shirley and family, the Leitler family, the Allen family, the Verner family, the Hurd family, Charlie and family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Ross family, the Lowe's family, the Johnson family, the Williams family, the Simmons family, Mary Ann and family, the Browns family, McClure family, Peters family, Jarrell and family, Franklin family, the Moore family, Ruth Edwards, Desert Kendrick, Thomas family, the Moody family, Lenny and family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Essen May and family, Vanessa and family, Dwight Twan and family, the Cody family, Auntie Marie Dorn-in-law, Reverend Slappy and family, Tony, Brian, Eric, Malachi and DeMarcus, and anyone else that we are not aware of, for standing in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for your son and for all the things that he has done for us. Father God, we ask for strength to keep pressing forward with Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you cleanse our mind, remove anything that is not of you out and away. And we ask for complete healing, both inside and out. And Heavenly Father, allow us to hear your voice, knowing that you are still in control. And Heavenly Father, we thank you and we love you. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Okay, let's see here. Birthdays, the week of November 25th through December 1st.
We have Hazel on the 27th.
Hazel.
Our last day on the 1st. Alicia is on the 1st.
Alicia.
Mm-hmm. Raleigh on the 31st.
Okay, all right. We'll go with those birthdays, and let's see, who shall I have sing the birthday song? Auntie Dot, would you do a song and sing a birthday song tonight?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Amen.
Amen. Birthday. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Dot. Let's see. Next we go to share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, a poem, or even more Bible verses. Yes. Okay, so we'll just go down the list. Let's see, I will start out with Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I just want to thank everybody. I just want to thank everybody for praying for my daughter, and she made it home safe. And we had a nice Thanksgiving. My granddaughter came over and fixed us breakfast, and we just had a wonderful time on Thanksgiving. But I want to read this unity prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you now and ask that you instill in me your abiding love to all people, regardless of their race, their religion, or difference. Make them seem too far apart to accept. They are all of your creation, and you desire that they all be seen. I pray that you give me the wisdom to relate to them according to your will. Let me show the true face of a Christian when addressing people that seem different from me. Let me know your purpose for them being placed in my path and what ministry each one needs. I ask you, Lord, to help me to show all people the unconditional love that you have always shown me, and that this may open the door for me to share your perfect plan of salvation through Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen. And this come out
Amen.
Of Red Book, Prayer Red Book.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, Mom, thank you for that praise report for Angela. We're so glad that she made it home. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. That's good, Lord.
Hallelujah. Prayer works. Amen. Thank you for reading, Mom. Okay, next I go to Auntie Carrie. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to read Psalm 134. Behold, bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night shall stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord that made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading of the Psalms, Auntie Carrie. Next, I go to Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Luke 17, chapter 17, 11 through 19. Jesus healed the 10 men with the leprous. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. When he saw them, he said, go, show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, where are all the other cleansed? Where are the other nine? And no one returned to give praise to God except this father. Then he said to him, rise and go, have been healed. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Luke. Next, I go to Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of Mark 16, starting with verse 9. When Jesus was on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him and who was mourning and weeping. When they heard that Jesus was alive and that she had seen him, they did not believe it. Afterward, Jesus appeared in a different form to two of them while they were walking in the country. These returned and reported it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Later, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creatures. Whosoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hand on the sick people, and they will get well. After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven, and he sat at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the sign that accompanied it. Amen.
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 Amen. Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading here without a mark. Hallelujah. Let's see here. Next I go to Sister Shirley. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will be coming from Isaiah chapter 40, starting at verse 6. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Isaiah. Next, I go to Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share a poem, a thank you poem. But I would want to thank God for a beautiful day on Thanksgiving. We had a wonderful time. And on yesterday, Will and I celebrate 62 years of marriage.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Noah. I tried to make a total list of all God gift to me, but I soon stopped because I saw I went on in the list. The gift he gave are many more than I could ever say. His love as well cannot be bound. And guide me every day. I also know that blessed come, not just with joy and gain, at any time quite unexpected, they are part of trial and pain. I need to have an open heart, whatever life may bring. Oh, let me magnify the Lord and let my praises ring. I did not write a word, to this I have confessed. But I give thanks to Jesus Christ, and I know that I am blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
What a beautiful poem. Amen. And yes. How many years you said? 62?
62.
Man.
Why is that?
Hallelujah. And Sister Shirley, we missed you last week as well. Welcome back.
Amen.
Okay, Sister Angela, is there anything you would like to say before we go into the closing prayer?
Yes, thank you. I can't leave this call without giving the proper thanks. First and foremost, I want to thank my Savior, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He stood beside me and revealed to me the action that he was taking towards my procedures. And I thank him for that. I understood what was happening. Also want to thank my mom, my brother Hubert, my daughter Keisha. They gave of their time unselfishly for my care. I love them so much. Their time spent. So their unconditional love towards me. And that is not something that I much appreciate it.
Amen.
And next, I want to thank you guys for praying, calling me and praying. Talk to Mom on the sideline and listen to all of her details. I'm listening. I thank you for that. And I want to thank my extended family and friends that also sent their prayers. I would not have been here without those prayers. Thank you again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you for that testimony. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
God is good. God is good.
Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, is there anything anyone else would like to share before we go into the closing prayer? Amen. Amen. Pray that everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving celebration. Amen.
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 Time for Thanksgiving. Amen. Which should be all the time. Amen.
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 Yes.
Okay. If there's nothing anyone else would like to share, we can bow our head for the closing prayer.
Heavenly Father, thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, Lord, the blood you shed for us, for your new mercy every day, your grace and liberty. Thank you for our friend, Lord, and all our family. Keep each one near to your heart and hold them tenderly. Thank you for our ears to hear, and for our eyes to see. When I'm still and reading your word, please show your truth to us. When we'll rise up each morning and give my day to you, let the sun rise in our heart and let his love shine through. Before I make decision, remind me I must pray. Let everything I say and do be in a new way. Reach out to others through us, the hurting, sad, and lost. As Jesus gave his life for us, Lord, I will pay the cost. In Jesus' name, we ask, amen.
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 Thank you.
Beautiful closing prayer. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Amen.
Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, especially Sister Angela. We're so glad that you was here with us tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, we pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week. Several of us came out of Psalm, so Psalm is the lifter upper.
Amen.
Amen. He lifted up. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America, Israel, and other nations. Bless our schools and bless our prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Good night. I love you.
Have a blessed evening, everyone. Love you.
Good night.
Good night.
One word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear your mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
Love you all. Good night.